Say lessons from the lathe, a private edition. I wanted to give this edition last Thursday night when I had the opportunity to speak to the waiters because of Tisha B'Av. I wasn't able to do it Sunday night when I normally do lessons from the lathe. But I said, how can I do Parshas Va'eschanan Shabbos Nachamu when it's still the 9 days in the midst of the Avelos? And I think I'm right. I think it has to be something that we do only after that. I want to dedicate this year for Refuah Shleima for all the Cholim of Yisrael, specifically that of Chava Bat Zrus, Tanalina Menshin and Sipora. The Bnei Shalom should send Refuah Shleima to all the Cholim. Bnei Shalom should give Chizuk to Chalei Tzahal, who are fighting the difficult war against terrorism. I want to dedicate this year to my family. Tonight is our wonderful anniversary, Hodu Lashem Kitov, of fulfilling our dream and being able to make Aliyah. The Rebbeinu Shalom should give others chizuk who live in Israel, who yet are not yet in Israel. And we thank those who allowed us to make Aliyah, besides the famous Rabbi Fast, but of course our parents, my in-laws, and everyone who made our Aliyah, Klita Ni'ima, truly Ni'ima. 12 years, a very big feat for me. One person who was not able to get into Eretz Yisrael, as our parsha tells us, Va'atchanan El Hashem, his tefilos, was Moshe Rabbeinu. And in a very stirring pasuk, in my opinion, something that always catches me, is the pasuk that tells us, Az Yavdil Moshe. In Perek Dalet, pasuk Mem Aleph, Az Yavdil Moshe, Shlosh Arim Be'Ever Yardin, Mizrach HaShemesh. Moshe Rabbeinu is about to depart the world. And one would assume that his last acts of mitzvahs would be something very special and unique. But in fact, the act that he does is Az Yavdil Moshe, is that he is Mavdil to have Shlosh Arim Be'Ever Yardin, which he's able to do, and of course the Shlosh Arim he won't be able to do, which is in Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi already comments on this, and he says, Az Yavdil, Nosan Lev Liyos, Charad Ledavar, Sheyivdilam. The Afalpi She'enon, even though he wasn't able to do this, he won't be able to do it in its full entirety. And we are told, by the way, Rashi doesn't say this, but the Rambam already tells us that in Pirkei Avos, Perush Mishnayos, that a Chatzi Mitzvah is not a Mitzvah. You have to do the whole Mitzvah. Amar Moshe, Mitzvah She'efshe L'Kayimah. I want to do a Mitzvah. I want to do it. And this is actually based on the Gemara in Makos. The Gemara in Makos says so beautifully, when it's discussing the Ari Miklat, the Gemara comments, and the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu had the opportunity to do this because of the fact that he wanted to do dafka a chatzi mitzvah. The Gemara reads based on the pasuk in Koheles. Darish Rav Simai, Mike, Siv, what does it say? Rav Simai says that the pasuk says in Koheles, hey, tes, oyev kesef, lo yuspa kesef. Mi oyev bahamon, lo tovor oyev kesef. What does this mean? So he says that the meaning of the pasuk, he who loves silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he who loves the abundance will increase. Moshe, our teacher, Moshe Rabbeinu, loved the mitzvahs so great that he knew that in this case, an unintentional murder would be admitted to the city of refuge. What a great mitzvah to end off with. But we have to understand this a little bit better, because as we said, he was not able to complete this. So what do we learn from this? So there are many different perushim on Az Yavdil, and I have to admit, the most interesting part of this is that this portion ends with the probably most famous pasuk that we know, Vizois HaTorah, as shared Sam Moshe Lifnei Bnei Yisrael. And if we were to ask grade school kids, or maybe even a little bit older, what this pasuk is speaking about, probably most would say, Az Yavdil Moshe? No. Most would say, Vizois HaTorah, this is the Torah. It has to be something very special, but in fact it's talking about the parsha of Az Yavdil Moshe, of the Ari Miklat. So it bears great understanding. So one possibility is a very beautiful mashal from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim, based on this Rashi, says, what is this compared to, says the Chafetz Chaim? A young boy, he's standing in the marketplace and he's holding a basket of apples, and he wants to sell the apples. Suddenly, a man comes over and begins to grab the apples from the basket. He's horrified, and he starts screaming, and he says, "Fellow Jews, help me, help me." A wise man passed and says, "Young man, why are you screaming? Instead of screaming, start grabbing as many apples as you can before they leave you with nothing." So says the Chafetz Chaim, there are times where a person is standing in tefillah, but the Yetzer Hara refuses to leave him alone, using every means at his disposal in order to distract him. By the time the person is halfway through with his tefillah, he still has not been able to concentrate for even 1 second. What do we say? Chaperein. Do something. Try a little bit. I have often commented to my students, it's okay. It's difficult to have kavanah for the 19 brachos. So circle your sitter. Monday I'll say this bracha. Monday I'll say these two brachos. Tuesday, those are your kavanah brachos. So when the Yetzer Hara gets in you, even chatzi mitzvah, it appears, is something that's important based on the mashal of the Chafetz Chaim. But I think there is more to be said on this pasuk as well. And as we commented from Rashi, that Moshe wanted to chaperein, any mitzvah he wanted to fulfill, the Klei Yakor comments, that from here we learn the principle that we can apply to many situations. Says the Klei Yakor that frequently a person feels that he's not able to complete a project. He's reluctant. Why should I even start it if I can't finish it? But we see from Moshe that even when you begin something and you won't be able to complete it in your lifetime, you still feel it's worthwhile to accomplish it. People begin many projects and they don't have perseverance, so they can't finish them. They have enthusiasm when they start, but they lose energy or even become bored. But you can accomplish anything. You have to be willing to at least try. The drawback is that there are many worthwhile projects that don't get started because the opposite people say, why should I try when I can't do it? We must take the behavior of Moshe Rabbeinu and understand that even if we can't fully accomplish, we at least have to try. And there's a schus in that, trying. And I think about this specifically when it comes to the time that we are in now. Recording this a day after Tisha B'Av, I think, and I might have passed this thought in my mind, a friend of mine mentioned this to me and it's been sticking with me for the last 24 hours. And that's a very simple thought. And that's the thought of, I had a really good Tisha B'Av, really inspiring Tisha B'Av. This was different than every other Tisha B'Av. I watched the right videos, I listened to the right shiurim, I really did a good job. But now Tisha B'Av is over and I feel a little bit sad. I think Shabbos Nachmu comes and gives us a nechama. We have 7 weeks of Nechama. And the Nechama is, even Chatzi Nechama is a Nechama. The fact that you tried and you started the process of wanting Mashiach is amazing. Now continue the process. Continue to want Mashiach. Don't let it fade away. Even if it's one mention of Mashiach in your private tefillos of Shema Koleinu, that is extremely important. And I think there's another lesson. There is a new sefer, at least new to me, but I believe it's been written very recently, called the Kol Ram, attributed to Rav Moshe Feinstein. Amazing to have more of his Torah available to us. And he asked this question that we asked. The first is, what is this Gemara that we quoted in Makos that I quoted in its entirety? Rav Simlai's idea, he says, what is loving Kesef? And never wanting it to stop, wanting more and more, have anything to do with what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. And why do we say the word Az? Az reminds us of what? Az Yashir Moshe. It's a lashon of Simcha. What's going on over here? Says Rav Moshe, in only the way Rav Moshe can say it, that there are bet ideas. There are two ways to serve Hashem. There's Avas Hashem, the Yiras Hashem. Avoyitz Hashem Tzricha Liyoyitz Mitoich Best Devarim, Bet Devarim, Beis Devarim. Shall Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. As the Chazal tells in the Yerushalmi in Brachos, Perek Tes, Halacha Hei, And the Tosfos righteous in Soita, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, Asa Mi Ahava Ve Asa Mi Yira. Asa Mi Ahava Sheim Bas Lusno Da Ki Ata Ohev Ve In Ohev Sona. Asa Mi Yira Sheim Be'etz Leba'et Da She'ata Yira Ve In Yira. Mibat. There's Ahavas Hashem, there's Yiras Hashem. Until this point, Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Bnei Yisrael was serving Hashem rak b'yira. Aval kan b'arvus Moav ba Moshe lachriya bris ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'kol Yisrael al midas ahava. This was a new bris, az yavdil, a lashon of simcha, that they were going to have now something different. No more yira. It's now the time of simcha. Shemisha Amala Shabimim Shiva Kayami Ava Shain Avodas Alav Keoel Ubtsar. I'm not doing it because I'm chayav. I have this oil on top of me. I can't do it. I have to do it. Tsar, koshi, sweat, tears. I have no choice. Oysa mitzvah matoch ava v'simcha. Ve'eno mechapes lehaftir mihem. I want to be able to do this mitzvah. I long to do this mitzvah. I don't want to get away from it. It's not a noose on top of me. And now we understand the Ari Miklat, Sheva Osir Shah Shiratza Moshe, in the Ari Miklat, Lachrod Brit, in Midas Ahava, Az, Inyan Shal Ahava Sa Mitzvah. That's the true Ahava of this mitzvah. And now we can understand why Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe wanted this so badly, even though he wasn't completing the mitzvahs. We quoted the Rambam in Perusha Meshmayas, Rabbeinu Bachaya, Chatzi Mikah Lecha Kiyom Mitzvah. But it didn't matter. What's a mitzvah? Mitzvah is to get closer to Hashem. Even if I can't complete it, I still want to get closer to the Rabbeinu Sholom. Be'im Kein Be'emes Mitzat HaDin. The Din says, Az Yadriel Moshe, it didn't matter if he wasn't doing it. He was doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had lihishtadel, betorach, because even though if I don't get that word mitzvah, but at least I'm known for one who tried. And that, now we can understand. Just like somebody who loves money and wants money and can't live without money, even if he has all the money in the world, it doesn't matter, says Rav Moshe Feinstein. He needs more and more and more. And that's somebody who wants to get close to Hashem. He has plenty of mitzvahs. He's a tzaddik. He's Moshe Rabbeinu. But he wants even a chatzi mitzvah. Even a little bit. Because I just want to get closer to you. And now we understand why when the Torah comes up, we point and we say, V'zois ha-Torah. Asher sam Moshe. Lifnei b'nei Yisrael. Az yavdil harim Moshe limei l'b'nei Yisrael mizeh klal l'chol ha-Torah. Tzorech l'kayim es ha-mitzvah b'derech shel ava. Moshe at the moment knew with sorrow I would be able to only start it with these three, and the other ones I would never be able to go with Eretz Yisrael. I just davened Vayet Chanan El Hashem 515 tefillos. No, but it still allowed me to get close. I was able to do something. I started the mitzvah, and that's why the Lashon says Ramoshe is Sam Moshe Lo Tziva Moshe. I wanted to do this because it's Ahavas HaMitzvah, the love of the mitzvah. It's not a tzivui of Yira. Now we can understand. That's the whole point of our being. That's the Musar. And that's why it says, Sam Moshe, Lo Kisav Asher Limeid Moshe. Sam is She'anichu Lefneim. I put it in front of you. The Madrega of Ahavas HaMitzvah is what he taught over here. What an amazing and important lesson. So let's summarize. Let's review. In this seemingly regular pasuk of Moshe's end of his life, it wasn't so much about the Ari Miklat, and I think it has a lot to do with what the Ari Miklat represent. Because if you think about it, and I learned this first from Rav Meir Goldwicht, this idea is Az Yavdil Moshe, that he's being Oisek at the end of his life to remind people that even if you do something by mistake and it's bad, God gives you an Ari Miklat, he gives you a place to go. But we also learn from this the importance of a chatzi mitzvah. You have to chap a rain. Grab the remaining apple, says the Chafetz Chaim. So at least you'll have something, even if people are trying to take it away. The Eitz Hara is trying to take away your tefillah. No, stop. This is my Shema Koleinu. There are times, Chatasi Ani Mazkir, where I get up to Shema Koleinu and I said, I can't believe it's 9 days and I didn't have appropriate Kavanah of Yerushalayim. Fine. I'm allowed to have my personal tefillah and I repeat the Yerushalayim Yerucha. You try to take it away from me, Eitz Hara, I'm just going to repeat it. I had an amazing experience with Tisha B'Av expiring. How do I continue that? Even if it's a chatzi mitzvah. Even if it's not the full thing. I think the mistake that we often make in understanding what Ahava is and Ahavas HaMitzvahs is that even if we can't complete it, we have to start it. We have to try. And Hashem loves us for that. He loves that we're trying to do our best and maybe just a little bit more than our best. How many people in their life set out to accomplish something and were able to do it? Last week, during the 9 days, there was a gentleman, an older gentleman, in Rabbi Neuberger Shul, who after 34 years completed the entire Shas. I wasn't at the amazing Simcha, but I heard from others how each Masechta had a different Chavrusa. What an amazing accomplishment that this person sets out to do. It's truly an amazing thing. We have to think about this as we now go through the summer months, the end of it. And yes, Elul is around the corner. And a Nechama comes in a Menachem Av. As I pointed out, the Chassam Sofer says, it's now just Menachem. Now is the Nechama that comes. And the Nechama is the Ribbono Shel Olam, just wants us to be close. And even if you just try a little bit, it's okay. He is your father and he just wants you to try. To be able to approach the Ribbono Shel Olam to say, I did my best. It's okay. Sometimes it's not all about the Gemara Mitzvah, it's the wanting to do. And that's important. Sometimes students tell me about how they tried, they really wanted to, the alarm clock went off and they wanted to go to Shacharis. They tried to be able to have a Seder Limud and just think, but they tried, there's something to that. They drove to the shul, and there wasn't a minyan there. There's a chatzi mitzvah in that. I came to learn for an hour, and unfortunately that hour became only a half hour because I was talking in it. But we tried. And that's what we have to set out to do in this time. Take what was taken from the day of Tisha B'Av, the inspiration, and try our best to continue that. And B'zoicha with these words to have a complete nechama, where the Bnei Shalom realize that we're trying our best. And with that, B'zoicha, we should be Zoicha to see Mashiach Zidkenu, Meher V'Yameinu, Amen V'Yameinu.